Welcome back to Everything Fraser Coast. I'm Jussie Lindeberg, your host, and today I'm in the studio with Nancy Stroop. Hey, hi. Nancy.
Hello, thanks for having me.
Nancy shared a special post to my Everything Fraser Coast page, and I got in touch with Nancy and said, I really need to talk to you. So, Nancy, thank you for coming and having a chat to us about designs and delicacy?
Delights, Mark.
Oh, delights. Of course, you know, I'm pretty blind.
It's okay.
So my notes are only good so far.
It's okay.
So tell us, what is designs and delights?
Well, it kind of explains itself. There's people that design and there's people that delights, as in make delights. So
treats.
Treats. So designs can be anything handcrafted, and the delights can be anything homegrown, baked, created. So it's all a handcraft, homegrown type market.
Fantastic. Yeah. So we're getting a nice little scattering of markets through the region, the Fraser Coast region. So where's your market?
It's at the Bill Sargent Hall at the Howard State School in Howard.
Oh, and Howard's full of crafty people.
It is.
Are you finding that you've got some local support out there?
Yeah, absolutely. There are quite a few people in the area that are going to be coming as stallholders, and then I've got some that are coming even from Bundaberg and Maryborough and Hervey Bay as well. So.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
And so what sort of, like, what makes your market a little bit different?
Well, being handcraft only or homegrown only, there's nothing that's mass produced or overseas made or whatever. It has to be made by the stallholder or grown by the stallholder. That's their point of difference, is what they do. So everything should be unique to them.
Yeah. And I was having a chat to you before we started recording, and you've done markets, been organised markets, the same sort of market before down in South Australia.
Yes.
And you were telling me that people would travel from out of state to come to your market.
Yeah, that was quite a surprise. I had some people come, they were from Victoria and we were in South Australia, and they said, oh, can we come and be at your market? And I was like, okay, that's cool. Yeah, that would be great.
So, yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. So I could imagine that you're very organised, and the promotions that I've seen you send through, which I'll share today, they really look like I'm trying
to be organised. It's getting back into the swing of it, but I'm normally a fairly organised person when it comes to this sort of thing, and like things to be just so yeah. But
yeah.
I'm also relaxed as well, so it's not going to be stuck up. It's going to be a fairly relaxed market that, you know, people can set up their stall the way they'd like to be able to set up their stall, as long as, you know, they stay in their little area that they've got, just can't wait to see everybody's stuff that they're going to bring.
So Design and Delights is being held, the first Design and Delights Markets is being held on the 12th of October.
That's right, yep.
Starting at 9.
And going till 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah. And how often are you hoping that your market will be held?
It'll be on every month, on the second Saturday of every month. So,
oh, great.
Yeah, the only month we're not doing it is January.
You did mention that as long as it's handmade or homemade, so will you have your fruit and veg there as well?
I would love to. We haven't got anyone doing fruit and veg at this point, but I would love a fruit and veg person. I'd love someone to do plants. We've got the school's actually doing, the PNC at the school, they're actually doing the sausage sizzle cool drinks thing. So that's raising money for the school as well, which is great.
Okay. So you don't have anyone doing plants?
No, and no one doing fruit and veg.
Oh,
and
wow.
I know, I was quite surprised at that. But we've got some amazing crafters, some of which you've actually had here on this show.
Oh, great.
On your podcast. So
can you drop any names?
Shelley Seashells.
Oh, yes. We love Shelley.
I'm not sure if there's anyone else you've had on.
Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah, I know of Shelley. Yes.
Yeah, we can get connected with the others.
Yes, but there's some lovely ones that do general craft, or some that do hand painting. A beautiful group from Fraser Coast Scroll Saw Club. They do amazing woodwork. And they donate their proceeds of their stall to Guide Dogs Queensland and RFDS Queensland. So, they're coming in, their work is amazing. I saw them at another handcraft market.
Yep.
And I've got people that I've actually known for quite a few years through other markets. So they've went, oh, wow, she's having an handcraft market, so we'll go to her market. Yeah.
Have you got good coffee?
We've got Billy Beans doing the coffee.
Oh, you know, Shannon at Billy Beans.
Yes, and we've also got a lady doing bees, which is Charlotte from Beautiful Honey Harvey Bay.
Oh, lovely. Yeah, oh, sorry to put you on the spot.
Sorry, yeah, I had to think of the name. I didn't want to say it wrong.
But you're more than just a, and I don't mean to make it light of it, just a lady out on a mission to start a market in Howard. You're a crafter yourself.
Yeah, I am. Yes.
So can you tell me what you'll be having a stall?
I will.
And what's your stall?
I actually have designs by Nancy Stroop, and I design handbags. And how it starts is I create a pattern and I make my bags from my own patterns. So I don't use other people's patterns. Every bag on my stall is made by me and designed by me. So everything is also unique. So there's not two that are the same.
So Nancy's come here today and she's got a lovely handbag over her shoulder when she came in. And some girls are bag girls, some girls are shoe girls. Mm, and yeah. I would say that I like my runners, so I'm definitely a bag girl.
I'm a bag girl too, yeah.
But I really like your bag.
Oh,
and
you.
So I had to touch Nancy's bag because it made me want to touch it because it was so pretty. And it's made out of...
It's cork. Yes, it comes off of a tree, so they harvest the trees
It feels like a soft leather.
Yes, it does.
So it's a vegan bag.
Yes, it is. It's fully sustainable fabric. It's vegan. It's animal cruelty free. It's all the good things, you know.
I'm going to have to put this information into the blog.
So, yeah, it's a brilliant fabric. It's lovely to sew with. When I first heard cork, I was thinking... you know, cork coasters, which are very stiff and hard.
Yes.
And when I first felt cork for myself for making the bags, I was totally blown away that it was so soft and so lovely to sew with. And I could do it on my machine and, yeah, everything. And it's so versatile because you can wash it even, you know, in a washing machine. So, it's brilliant.
And where do you get your inspiration from? Like, do you just wake up and go, oh, today I'm going to make dresses, the next day I'm going to make bags?
It sometimes depends. Some days I have very creative days where I just go nuts and I'm designing all sorts of stuff and I'll just sit there at the computer and start that. But other times it comes a little harder and it depends on how I'm feeling. Some days it might be just something simple and other days I might go, I might do something more complicated today. But it always varies, which is good.
But what I think is really... really quite interesting, I find it interesting anyway, is that you're not just making a product, you're not just making a handbag or a clutch purse or whatever, but you're actually selling you're professionally preparing your patterns.
Yes.
And you're selling your patterns.
Yes, yeah.
So do you find you get much interest for your patterns?
Oh, absolutely. I've got a huge customer base online because they are sold as a PDF pattern and people buy them and they print them themselves. Probably the biggest customers I have are interstate, overseas in the States.
In America.
And they're everywhere. You know, you get someone that's come from a country you've never sold a pattern to and you go, oh, well, I've sold a pattern to there now.
And now they could actually listen to your voice and know that this is Nancy Stroop.
Yes.
This is her voice. Don't Hello. Be scared. Hello, everybody in America.
Yeah, don't be scared. No.
We won't be scared.
The voice is not as bad as the picture. No, I love doing it. But that's where it all starts from. And sometimes an idea can start from something small and then grow quite substantially to something massive. You know, one bag sometimes becomes a whole collection. It is time consuming, but I do love it, so I wouldn't do it if I didn't love it.
Look, Nancy, I really appreciate you sharing your story actually, because there's a lot of people in the region, in the Fraser Coast region, that I meet and are doing similar things but maybe haven't thought about what you're doing with sharing your PDFs online, and it's a whole nother income stream.
Yes, it is. It's something that once you've done it, it kind of pays for itself. It just does it, you know, like it's there and they're there, so people can just buy them 24/7.
Yeah, your energy's put into it already.
Yeah.
And it's a PDF. It's downloaded off your website.
Exactly.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
So Nancy, what else have you got planned for today? venturing into the big smoke of Hervey Bay?
I'm actually going to see the mayor shortly.
Are you?
Yes.
Oh.
He's very possibly at this stage, we think, going to be opening the market. So
fantastic.
Yes.
Well, say hi to George for Everything Fraser Coast.
Yes, I will.
He'll be going, oh my gosh, not that woman again.
Yeah, I'm very excited about that. We've got great support from him and also Bruce Saunders.
Yeah.
Which is fantastic. And Howard State School has been incredible. They were just a no-brainer for when I wanted to start the market. That was where our son went. He's in high school now.
Yep.
And just giving back to the community that we live in is what I'm all about, and it's all about community and helping people, you know, help themselves with their businesses and stuff too. So
that's awesome, and that's why you fit into Everything Fraser Coast so well.
Yep.
Good luck for the 12th of October.
Thank you.
Crafty people, stall holders, home businesses, get in touch with Nancy.
Yep.
To get... be present at the markets.
Yes, absolutely. And customers, please come along.
And customers, I'd like to come. As long as I can get a ride, I'll be there too.
Love to see you there. That'd be great.
That's awesome. Yep. Thanks so much, Nancy, and
Thank
good
you.
Luck.
Thank you.
And I know I'll be seeing you again.
Thank you.
I want to talk to you about a bag.
Okay.